All right, ready to dive into some NFL.
Always.
We're going deep on the Week 16 power rankings from CBS Sports. Playoff picture, surprising comebacks, and yeah, even some teams that are probably wishing for a time machine right about now. We'll break down who's hot, who's not, and who you should be keeping an eye on as we head towards the playoffs.
You know, it's crazy how quickly things change in the NFL, right?
Right.
Like, just a few weeks ago, everyone was writing off the Buccaneers.
Left for dead.
And now, leading the NFC South.
Yeah.
Looking like a serious contender.
Total turnaround. They just crushed the Chargers.
Yeah. And don't forget, the Chargers have the top-ranked scoring defense in the league.
Right. And the Bucs put up 40 points against them. That's not just a win. That's a statement.
It really is. Makes you wonder, is this Baker Mayfield's redemption arc? He's having a career year. 32 passing touchdowns.
It's like the system in Tampa Bay with that strong running game. Maybe that's a better fit for him than what he had in Cleveland.
Could be. Combine that with their powerful run game, and this offense is tough to stop.
And their defense is getting healthy at just the right time. This team knows how to win in the playoffs, even with Mayfield at the helm.
They do.
But some analysts are saying the Bucs' success is more about the weakness of the NFC South than their own dominance. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a fair point. The NFC South hasn't been the strongest division this year.
Definitely not.
But you can't take away from what the Bucs have accomplished. They're winning, and they're winning convincingly. Only time will tell if they can keep this momentum against tougher opponents in the playoffs.
Okay, let's talk about a team whose path to the playoffs is looking a little less certain. The Detroit Lions. They've been a great story this season, exceeding expectations, playing with a ton of energy. But after that loss to the Bills, are those cracks starting to show?
Yeah, I think the article makes a good point. The Lions have a big vulnerability.
Their defense.
Exactly. Or lack thereof, I guess you could say. Their offense is explosive. No doubt they can put up points. But it seems like you need to score 40-plus every game to get a win. And, you know, in the playoffs, that kind of strategy, just relying on outscoring your opponent, it's risky. You need a strong defense to create those crucial stops, especially in close games.
It feels like they're living on the edge a little bit.
Yeah.
And to make things worse, they lost some key defensive players to injuries in that Bills game. Alan McNeil and Carlton Davis are both out. Those are big losses.
Huge losses. Yeah. It's going to be tough for them to make a deep playoff run without shoring up that defense.
And their situation, it really highlights this central question that we're exploring today. Does defensive strength ultimately determine Super Bowl contenders? The Buccaneers, with their revitalized defense, they seem to be proving that point.
Yeah, that's a great observation. We see these high-scoring offenses a lot in the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, it's those teams with a stingy defense, the ones that can consistently get stops. Those are the teams that tend to have the edge. Like, look at the Chargers. They've got the top-ranked scoring defense for a reason.
So how does their defense work? What makes them so effective?
Well, they've built their defense around a dominant pass rush, led by Khalil Mack. They generate relentless pressure on the quarterback, force hurried throws, mistakes. That's a recipe for a low-scoring game, which is exactly what they want.
It's a great example of how a strong defense can really dictate the pace and the outcome of a game.
Exactly. And it brings us back to the Lions. Can they overcome those defensive deficiencies and make a serious run? Or will they be another one of those teams with a high-powered offense that just fizzles out in the playoffs? It's a question worth considering. It's really interesting to see how these different team dynamics are playing out. And speaking of defenses, the Buccaneers are a perfect example of how getting healthy at the right time, it can be a real game changer.
Oh, for sure. Remember all those injuries they were dealing with earlier this season?
Yeah.
It feels like they flipped a switch. Getting those key defensive players back has really energized that unit.
And you can't forget about the impact of experience, too.
Oh, right.
That Buccaneers team has a core group of players who've been there, done that in the playoff.
They know what it takes to win when the pressure is on.
Exactly.
That veteran presence, it's invaluable, especially in those high-stakes games.
Speaking of teams with experience, the Chiefs are back on top of the power rankings, but there's kind of a cloud hanging over their quest for that top seed in the AFC. You're talking about Mahomes' injury.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, they managed to win against the Browns without him. But his health, it's going to be a huge factor in their playoff run.
Right.
The Chiefs, they rely so heavily on Mahomes' ability to make plays. And if he's not at 100%, it could be trouble.
That's a really interesting perspective. But doesn't that reliance on Mahomes make them vulnerable, even if he is healthy? What if teams figure out how to contain him?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is such a unique talent, but every quarterback has their weaknesses.
True.
If a team can find a way to shut down Mahomes' magic, the Chiefs become a much more beatable team. It'll be interesting to see how opposing defenses approach him in the playoffs.
So the Chiefs are sitting at the top right now, but their path to a championship, it's not exactly a sure thing. What about the Eagles? They're still soaring high, but they've got that tough matchup coming up against the Commanders.
Yeah, that game's going to be a real test for both teams. The Eagles have been dominant this season, but the Commanders have quietly put together a pretty solid year.
Yeah, they have.
That divisional matchup could have some major implications for playoff seeding.
It's going to be a battle, that's for sure. And what about the Seahawks? They took a pretty big tumble in the rankings after that loss to the Packers.
Yeah, that loss really exposed some of their weaknesses.
Yeah.
Especially on defense. The Packers just kind of overwhelmed them with their physicality. And now their playoff hopes are looking shaky.
Tough road ahead for the Seahawks. They need to win out and hope for some help from other teams if they want to make the playoffs. And this brings us back to our main theme. The importance of defensive strength.
For sure.
The Packers' win against the Seahawks is a perfect example.
I told you.
Their defense, they completely shut down Seattle's offense, dominated the line of scrimmage, forced turnovers.
It was a defensive clinic.
Mm.
Really goes to show you, even with all the offensive firepower we see in the league today, defense still wins championships.
It's not just about outscoring your opponent. You got to be able to stop them, too. And speaking of stopping opponents, the Chargers' defense, like we discussed earlier, it's a force to be reckoned with.
No doubt. They have this really unique blend of talent and scheme that makes them so tough to score against.
Right.
They can rush the passer, they can cover receivers, and they're so disciplined. It's a winning combination.
I'm curious, though, do you think the Chargers' lack of playoff experience could hurt them? They haven't had much success in the postseason in recent years.
That's a valid point. Playoff experience, it's definitely valuable, especially in those high-pressure moments.
Oh, sure.
But I wouldn't count the Chargers out just yet. They've got a young, talented team, and they seem hungry for success.
It'll be interesting to see how they perform if they make it to the playoffs.
Okay, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the other notable movers in the power rankings. The article mentions the Packers' impressive win against the Seahawks, but it also touches on some quarterback struggles. Jonathan Taylor's fumble for the Colts, that was a tough one to watch. Oh, man, that was heartbreaking for Colts fans.
I know.
You could just see the disappointment on their faces. To have a potential game-winning touchdown just slip through your fingers like that, that's got to be tough to swallow.
It just shows how every single play matters in this league.
Absolutely.
And then there's Jameis Winston, who was benched in the Saints' loss to the Chiefs. It seems like those head-scratching decisions that have kind of followed him throughout his career, they're back to haunt him.
Winston's inconsistency, it's always been a question mark. He has these moments of brilliance, but then he'll make these baffling throws that leave you shaking your head.
It sounds like the Saints might have some serious quarterback questions heading into next season, and the Titans might be in the same boat with Will Levis potentially not being the answer they were hoping for.
Yeah, it's clear that a few teams are going to be taking a hard look at their quarterback situations in the offseason. The quarterback carousel, it never stops spinning in the NFL.
So if we connect this back to the bigger picture, what are some key takeaways from this deep dive into the Week 16 power rankings?
Well, I think one of the most important takeaways is that the playoff race is wide open in both conferences. We've got a few teams that have separated themselves, but there are a lot of teams still fighting for their playoff lives.
And as we've been talking about, the balance between offense and defense, it's more interesting than ever. We're seeing a ton of offensive fireworks this season, but it seems like those teams with a really strong defense, those are the teams that are most likely to go all the way.
Exactly. And I think it's worth noting that experience, especially in the playoffs, can be a huge factor. Teams with veteran players who have been in those pressure situations, they tend to have an edge when things get tight.
That's a great point, and that's something for everyone to keep in mind as we get closer to the playoffs. Don't just focus on the flashy offenses. Take a look at those defenses, especially the ones with experienced playmakers.
Absolutely. Those defensive units, they might just be the key to winning the Super Bowl.
We've talked about those top contenders and, you know, the importance of a strong defense. But what about those teams that are still fighting for a playoff spot? What should fans of those teams be watching for in these last few weeks?
Well, I mean, for those teams that are right on the bubble, every game is basically a must win, right?
Right.
You got to string together some wins and then, you know, hope for some help from other teams.
Yeah.
Got to control what they can control and Hope for the best.
Nail-biting time to be a fan, that's for sure. Every game is a playoff game at this point. You know, this whole deep dive into the Week 16 power rankings, it really gets me thinking. Does defensive strength ultimately determine who wins the Super Bowl?
The age-old question, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, we see those explosive offenses. They can go deep into the playoffs. But, you know, historically, a really solid defense, that often seems to be the key ingredient for Super Bowl success.
It seems like there's always that one team with a dominant defense that really emerges as a threat in the postseason.
There is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes this season so interesting. We've got all these teams with crazy good offenses, but can they win it all if they don't have a championship caliber defense to back them up? Something to think about as we watch these last few weeks unfold.
It's going to be an exciting finish to the regular season, that's for sure. Can't wait to see how the playoff picture shakes out. But here's one last thought. Keep an eye on those under-the-radar teams. The ones that aren't necessarily making headlines but are quietly putting together a solid season. Sometimes those are the teams that make a surprising run in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. The NFL is full of surprises. A lot of times, it's those teams that nobody expects that end up having the biggest impact. So, as we enjoy these last few weeks of the regular season, remember, anything is possible. And, as always, may the best team win.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive into the NFL. Can't wait to do it again next week.
Anytime.